Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 137 for Tuesday, November 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday morning in thin and choppy trade, as participants await the release of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report out later in the session. Canola is steadied down $2, the January contract down $1.50 at $476.30 per ton. Any surprises in those numbers from the USDA could provide the catalyst for a move one way or the other in canola, but Chicago soybean and soy oil futures are slightly weaker ahead of the report, and that puts some early pressure on canola. But canola does remain stuck within its well-established sideways trading range with little in the charts to warrant a break one way or the other. Canadian markets will be closed tomorrow for Remembrance Day, while the U.S. markets remain open, and some position evening north of the border is expected today. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with general expectations calling for larger supplies of all three crops in today's USDA report. Soybeans are down 2 to 4 cents, the January contract down 3 at $8.63 per bushel. Favorable weather conditions during the later portion of the growing season and through the harvest likely helped boost the yield potential for the U.S. soybean crop. The harvest is now virtually complete, with only 2% of fields still left standing, according to weekly data. Attention in the market is now shifting southwards, with improving moisture conditions in both Brazil and Argentina seen as somewhat bearish. Corn is down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract 1 penny lower at $3.65 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is now 93% complete, and the corn trade is also turning its attention to South America. Wheat is down 1 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.95 per bushel. Wheat dropped sharply yesterday, and follow-through selling kept the bias lower today. The U.S. winter wheat crop is now 92% seeded, and the good-to-excellent ratings are improving across most regions. Ideas that Australia's wheat crops are faring a bit better than had been thought put some pressure on U.S. wheat prices today as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.